From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update,
I encourage you, senators on this committee and all members of our state that are in public office, to go back to what our founders intended. And in fact, in this case, I think Obamacare, this so-called Health Affordable Care Act, should be nullified. Thank you.
I'm a contributing member of society. I pay taxes. I live in the wealthiest country in the world, and I live in daily fear of becoming injured or getting sick.
Last week, over 100 people filled an auditorium in St. Louis to voice their support for or opposition to Obama's Affordable Care Act.
The problem is, our question is not whether or not we should have Obamacare, but whether or not we should have a state exchange or a federal one.
Republican State Senator Jane Cunningham is on the committee charged with taking public testimony on that question. The exchanges are online marketplaces like Travelocity for health insurance, and they're required under health reform. State senators now have to decide whether to create a state-run exchange or let the federal government do it.
People are not speaking to that. I was marking in my notes. There were only three people who spoke to that.
I want to address the issue of a state-based exchange.
Sydney Watson was one of the three people who did want to address that. She is, after all, a healthcare policy wonk. She's a professor of healthcare studies at St. Louis University. Why a state-run exchange?
It gives Missouri lots of choices on how to set up an exchange that meets our needs best. Things like whether we want to merge the small group market with the individual market and have one big pool. One benefit of that is typically larger pools are simply less costly.
That's one of the goals of the exchanges in the first place. Watson says whoever sets up the Missouri exchange, consumers will be better off.
We think that premiums should go down overall, first because we're going to reduce the administrative overhead. Instead of insurance companies having to talk to each one of us individually, they can market on this one site. So right there, we expect to drop maybe 15%.
The idea for a health insurance exchange was originally a conservative idea, a market fix for the healthcare system. And last session, the Missouri House passed a Republican-sponsored bill to create an exchange. What happened in the Senate?
It was held up in the Senate.
Senator Joe Kevany is one of just two Democrats on the committee.
Particularly by Senator Cunningham.
Senator Cunningham is an outspoken opponent of healthcare reform.
She is of the opinion that by passing a bill setting up a health insurance exchange, that we will in some way be condoning the Affordable Care Act.
Well, I am not against an exchange just for an exchange. What I believe is that we have to make sure that we protect what our voters ask us to do.
It would just take two or three senators to tie this up. And unfortunately, I think there might be one or two or three that might want to do that.
From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.